Our show is being brought to you by New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com, and Famous Hickory Smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at KC's Rib Shack, 837 2nd Street in Manchester, and online at ribshack.net. And one more sponsor we're grateful to have on board, Grasshopper's Garden Center, where the customer comes first, 728 New River Road in New Boston, online at grasshoppersgarden.com. All right, so what's up, Carol Lawrence? You've been on the phone with the station. We may or may not be on the air.
We are on the air.
All right. Well, that's good.
So apologize for that.
Sorry about that, folks. These things happen from time to time when you're broadcasting at one site and producing at the other. All right. So I did tell you a few moments ago that I had a story to share about a Girl Scout who sold 22,000 boxes of cookies. Now, I don't have Emily or
Royce.
Royce, is that who? Who's
Royce.
That? Wow, I wasn't even close, was I?
No, you weren't.
Well, she was on, and I don't recall how many boxes she sold, but she sold a lot
she
of them.
She sold a lot.
Here in New Hampshire. Katie Francis, 13, is a Girl Scout from Oklahoma City who is already speaking at universities and seminars to educate and inspire the future salespeople of the world.
No way.
Francis, remember again, that's her last name, Katie Francis, sold 22,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies this year alone, breaking the world record she set last year at 18,000.
So she sold another
20% more this year. Amazing. While her age hints at immaturity, her sales tactics are far from adolescent. Francis is one of the most professional saleswomen in the world, and she enjoys giving advice to people who want to become the sales forerunners of the future. She advises those looking to be successful in sales to do the following. Wear a uniform and pass out business cards. Look and act like a professional. Age is just a number. Don't waste time convincing the naysayers. Move on and find the yeses. Secure the attention of the customer. She also said, remember, this is a 13-year-old speaking right now. Create ways to draw attention to yourself in a positive and stimulating way. Appeal to your audience. Know your product front and back. Most of these sales tactics can be read about in business textbooks, but Katie says it takes more than just tactics. Above all, it takes resilience. Now, she says she goes door to door, even in snowstorms, to get her product to her customers. She says the 12 to 13-hour days are a must on the weekends.
Oh, my goodness.
And singing songs with adjusted lyrics is a personal tactic that she uses to draw attention. And I'm not surprised to hear that because I was at a Market Basket sometime during the winter when the Girl Scout cookie season is in progress, and there were some girls singing songs, changing the lyrics, songs you know, but using different words,
writing
parodies to help sell the ticket. So perhaps they picked that up from young Katie Francis. Again, 22,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. While there is certainly no one specific way to sell cookies, Francis says an irresistible Girl Scout pitch appeals to the customer's hunger, inner philanthropist, impulsiveness, pity, and sweet tooth all at the same time.
She is correct on all that.
Francis is also not shy in giving credit where credit is due. She is young and does not have the resources necessary to sell cookies at a high volume without a little help. Her mother allows her to use the garage to store cookies, as much as 10,000 boxes during the two-month cookie selling season.
Oh, my. They must have a big garage.
Well, here's the question. Supposing the garage catches on fire and the insurance company doesn't know about this, they're not going to get their money, I don't think.
Wow.
If you're running a business and you don't divulge that to your insurance company, and maybe they did. I hope they did, and I hope that never happens. But I'm just thinking ahead here, all right, because, that's where a lot of fires happen in garages. Although snacking on cookies in between houses may seem like a trivial problem, Frances advises against it. She says it's better not to eat your product. The work ethic and professional mindset Francis has demonstrated when selling Girl Scout cookies has already led to multiple job offers. On July 15th, Francis will be speaking in front of the Oklahoma Professional Sales Association, where she will be presenting the topic, setting goals, breaking records, and sales success tips from a Girl Scout. Now, those kinds of people that speak in those capacities wouldn't be unusual to get $3,000 to $5,000 for speaking. And I hope that somebody you know, did negotiate some kind of a stipend for her.
I hope so.
I mean, well, you know what? She sounds like she's so much on the ball that she probably
she's pretty savvy.
She probably made sure that that was the case.
That's like that is just you know, for 13 years old. Mm-hmm. I and you know, the whole time you were talking about that, you were reading that off. I was thinking of Royce the whole time. That could mm-hmm. that could so be Royce. Mm-hmm. I can see Royce, you know, up in front of you know,
yeah.
leadership and you know.
Well, she was very well spoken the day that we had her on the air, and she was very successful in her Girl Scout cooking efforts, sales. But I mean, this takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking
does.
We're talking a teenager now, 13, who is willing to spend 12 to 13 hours on a weekend. How many teenagers in your life do you know that would go to that commitment?
Maybe, you know, 13. When they get to be 14, 15, no. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's still young. I mean, what wisdom, you know, what wisdom she has. That's pretty amazing. Interesting.
All right, here we go. Out of the news from Food Beast. BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse, a family-friendly restaurant, may now be trying to destroy a family near you with their latest promotion. For $10,000 worth of food, name your child, the offspring that is supposed to be your greatest legacy, quinoa. This is a restaurant that is offering parents, the first parents, that will name their child quinoa. That's right. They want you to name your child quinoa, the much-hyped, high-protein, low-gluten seed grain favored by Peruvians, sensitive yoga bros, and health trend bandwagoners alike. In a recent press release, BJ's executive, and not, we're not talking BJ's the...
No, the wholesale.
Yeah, this is just probably a little mom-and-pop restaurant right. looking to get some publicity. Well, it worked. The story went viral. In a recent press release, BJ's executive vice president and CMO, Kevin Mayer, explained that the promotion comes with the announcement of two new menu items that contain the ingredient they want you to name your child after.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious. Now, quinoa. It's actually not a bad name either, quinoa.
No, it's not. It's kind of
cool.
Kind
of cute. I like it.
Now, I guarantee that you put the word Q-U-I-N-O-A in front of 100 Americans, and 90% of them will have no idea how to pronounce it.
Sure.
Yeah, they're going to pronounce it quinoa or something else. Because I would look at it and say, that's not quinoa.
Right.
But it is. So, and there have been other people that have tattooed product names on their foreheads or somewhere on their body because a company has paid them to do that. So I'm thinking that a family that's young and doesn't have, you know, a whole lot of money, well, here's a quick 10 grand. And, you know, in 5 years, we can change your name legally to, you know, something else.
True.
Like celery.
Like celery.
So I yeah,
chia seeds.
There you go. So I'm going to guess that probably they already have a winner for this. I saw this yesterday online, but I'm going to bet that somebody has stepped up to the plate. And it was only the first person to do that.
Okay.
Quinoa. And I guess it could be a boy or a girl.
Yeah, it could. It really could. I mean,
you know, I don't know why I'm thinking girl, but...
Maybe because of the Q.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a gender-specific name.
No. I like it.
You know what?
Like
when I have a minute, I'm good. There's a website called howmanyofme.com. And if you put your name, Carol Lawrence, in there, it will tell you how many people in this country. And it uses the Social Security database, so it's pretty accurate. You can find out how many there are other Carol Lawrences.
That's kind of cool.
Besides the one, of course, that was very famous, married to us. Steve Lawrence?
Yes. Well, Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet,
Robert
rather.
Goulet.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I met him at an opera at a theater in New York.
Is that your ex-husband?
Well, you know what?
The chews with his mouth open.
I went over to him and mm-hmm. I introduced myself to him
as
Carol Lawrence, and he laughed his head off.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him to autograph my playbill, and he signed it to the real Carol Lawrence.
Yeah, I wonder maybe his wife's name. Carol Lawrence was, you know, something else, and that was just a showbiz name.
I don't know.
Are they still alive?
I don't know about. They were divorced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they still living? Is the question.
I don't know. That's a good question.
We used to other stations I worked at, Dead or Not, and we would put a name out there. You know, it's funny. Once in a while,
that's kind of cool.
It is. I'll be on Facebook occasionally, and I'll see. This just happened 2 days ago. Can't remember who it was. Oh, I know. Andy Griffith. you know, Andy at Mayberry. All right, so he died in 2012. 3 years ago, somebody apparently saw it and thought it was current and posted it as if it was
just now.
Just now. And that's not the first time I've seen that happen. So I don't know. I think Robert Goulet and Carol Lawrence both perhaps.
They must have.
Will not be down for breakfast tomorrow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we need to go on another break.
All right, and Andrew, I'm begging you, let us hear the program so we know when we're back on.
I don't think we will.
Or I'm going to take you out to the woodshed.
You're listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And you can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We'd also love for you to like our Facebook page, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And you can also go to our website, foodforthoughtnh.com. And, you know, did you like Donna's Delights Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. She's going to be connected onto my Amy, our social media girl, is going to connect her onto our Facebook as well.
Oh, so, she is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's her gig going to be?
Cooking.
Okay.
Cooking.
Is she
taking
gonna...
pictures of her recipes and, you know, cooking and talking about Food for Thought and, you know, her segment and stuff like that.
So, perfect. Yeah. And she was here last week. I was not. Didn't get to meet her, but she'll be on tomorrow at 1:05.
Yes.
On Food for Thought. A little later in the program, we'll be talking to our Make-A-Wish friends. And also a couple guys who run a restaurant in Asheville, North Carolina. If you love barbecuing, and we're kind of at the peak season for that, they have a restaurant called 12 Bones, which is quite the iconic barbecue place in North Carolina. Brian King and Shane Hevner have written a cookbook called 12 Bones, and they'll be joining us on air at about 1:30 or so.
I like that name, 12 Bones.
Isn't that cool?
It is a very cool name.
Need to find out where the name came from. As I went through the cookbook, I didn't see that. They may have told that story, but it's always better to hear them say it.
It's a catchy name. I like it.
And I think that there's a difference between East and West North Carolina barbecue. I think it's one of those, you know, we do it better than you do kind of things. So we need to find out about that. But you, your sister-in-law is on a pretty interesting adventure.
She is.
And I'm hoping that at some point during her journey, we maybe get to talk to her from, she's in France now?
She's in France. Well, they landed in France, southern tip of France, and they started their walk on Monday. They started Monday morning. And they clocked in at, well, they ended with 20 miles. They did 20 miles the first day.
Walking?
Yeah, that's what they need to average 18 to 22 miles.
Now, that's pretty good considering that probably much of that terrain is not flat.
They said it was very tough.
Oh, man.
They were going through the Pyrenees.
Yep.
And she said it was very, very tough terrain. So.
As I recall, the Pyrenees, I'm going back to, you know, fifth grade geography, is the mountain range between Spain and France,
yes,
I think.
It is.
And there's a little tiny country tucked in there called Andorra. I wonder if it's still there or if they went through there.
I'm not sure.
I mean, it's tiny.
Yeah. They stayed, the first night they stayed at a real nice hostel. Mm-hmm. Said the people were, you know, really nice. Well, and actually, listeners, you can go to CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com and you can sign up on her blog and you'll get email notifications.
Oh.
Well, you'll get an email when she blogs, to click on
Camino,
it and see what.
It's, Camino?
Correct. CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com.
Yes. All right. So what is Camino Mental Health or what's the cause
Camino
here?
It's the Camino Trail. That's what the trail's called.
Oh, in Europe?
Yeah,
okay.
Where they are, France to Spain.
Right.
And it's called the Camino Walk. And Lori, my sister-in-law, is walking for mental health in memory of her mom.
Ah, okay.
Yesterday was her 7-year passing. She
Got
passed
it.
Yesterday.
Okay.
And she just made a website, CaminoMentalHealthWalk.com, and that's where she has all her blog up.
And is she accepting donations
yes,
or
she
people
is.
To support her efforts?
She is accepting donations.
Okay.
So you can access it right through there. Click on there. And
all right.
Yeah.
So who else is with her on this walk?
Well, I just found out this morning that because they were flying, they flew to England first to pick up my niece who's on missionary work in England. They picked her up, Amelia. And she left with
Elliot. This is her daughter?
Yeah, her daughter. Okay. And then they were meeting in France, their other daughter who lives in Italy. But she had visa problems.
Two of their three kids living overseas?
Yes. Two of their four kids.
Four kids, sorry. Bad
math. Four children. That's okay.
So what, visa problems?
Yes. She something about going in and out. They had said it was okay, and I guess when she went to leave, she's not. So right now she's fixing it, in the process of, fixing it. And she may fly out and meet him somewhere on the walk.
So where's the problem? Where's the hang up? Which border?
I think it was Italy. I don't know. And I just found that out this morning because she's posting pictures. And I'm like, why is there all pictures of Amelia? I haven't seen Elizabeth yet.
Right.
And then Amanda, my assistant, says, Elizabeth didn't go. I go, what do you mean she didn't go? I'm like, I didn't realize that.
So they're doing this walk. And did you say how many miles it's ultimately going to be?
500.
500 miles?
They're walking 500 miles.
Over how much of a period of time?
6 weeks.
So that's 42 days. That's over 10 miles a day.
She said they have to average. They're going to be gone for a total of 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. They were down a few days ahead. And according to Lori, Lori's been researching this for quite a while. They need to walk between 18 and 22 miles a day.
So that means that they need to be taking in a lot of calories. And I think if you're not careful, you lose weight.
I would think so.
Wow.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Now, what is her regimen of physical fitness normally?
She's runs and
so that she was prepared.
Yes. And the kids have been preparing for it as well. So, yeah.
So I'm hoping that she's keeping some kind of a diary or
her
blog of some sort. Yeah,
her blog, and Elliot's been taking pictures along the way and
journaling the whole experience.
Pretty cool. Pictures are cool. Yeah, you should check it out.
Where they started, and where is the conclusion of it? I mean, 500 miles. That's
Santiago, Spain.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they started in France, and they're working down to Spain.
Correct.
Across the Pyrenees.
See, it's too bad.
I was picturing it the other way, but now I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the week you were gone, and she talked about her whole trip and how she's so funny. She said it took her 6 months just to pack her backpack.
Is that real? Well, yeah.
You can only carry a backpack.
Well, yeah, but it's like hiking the Appalachian Trail, really. Yeah. I mean, it's really critical on packing the right kind of materials.
Certain weight, because you can't carry more than, so much of your body weight.
And, oh,
hi. You know, it's been really, and she in her blog, it's very cool because she has pictures of her backpack and what she took. And, she has her list of exactly
and how
what
much,
she took.
How much can she comfortably carry, did she say?
Well, I don't remember what she said, but I'm sure it's on her blog.
Because she's a very conditioned person. But she's not a big person.
No. Yeah, so pretty interesting.
Give her credit.
Yeah, I know. And the kids, too. My gosh. Okay, yeah. Crazy.
What an experience.
What an experience is right. I mean, and to be doing it with your children and, so.
It would really be nice if at some point, we have 6 weeks, to try to catch up with her once or twice.
She knows, so.
Okay, good.
I'll make sure I, text her later. My brother knows, too.
Her husband.
Do that. Yeah.
So they're, I think the time difference probably Spain and us is about 5 hours.
I think it's 5 hours.
Yeah, because they like saving time sometimes throws it off one way or the other. 5 hours?
I think it's 5 hours.
So it's almost 6 o'clock there.
Exactly. So it probably would be a good time. And you know what? We need to go on break.
All right.
We're at the top of the hour. You're listening to Food for Thought. When we come back, we'll be with Julie Make-A-Wish. Stay tuned.